Removing an evil nigger spirit from a Negro is as hard as removing a stank from a hunk of shit. We must use these tools that the great God has given us to fight niggers. A whip, a noose, a nightstick, a branding iron. These things strike fear into a nigger's heart. A job application. Avoid conversation with the nigger. The nigger will lie. The nigger will make excuses. He will use words he don't really know. If he gets really desperate, he may start to rap or dance.
You all testicles and no shaft.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to your shaft?
There is powerful niggerdry at work here.
You ain't no pimp. You're arrested.
XXL coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com, the Mac City Limits. Once again, going ahead and just give my thoughts on some stuff, man. The big homie Fucius, he's off doing his thing, man, getting his hustle on, making that paper, so he cannot join us today. So I will be piloting the ship by myself, Captain Kirk style, you feel me? So let us get into the festivities, man. Let's get into the festivities. Gonna be trying to clarify a lot of things today that I may have left unanswered, or things that I may have been sketchy on. First of all, let me start off with the Trump shit again. I have to clarify this. If y'all didn't understand what I said last time on the last show, if you do not like Trump, okay, listen, if you do not like Trump, I don't care if you don't like Trump, man. It's all good with me, man. It is all good with me, all right? My problem I got with some of you niggas, man, that don't like Trump is the fact that you got your panties in a bunch that I don't share the same views that you do about Trump. That is my argument, okay? So, trying to understand that if you do not listen very slowly, because some of y'all niggas missed it, man. If you do not like Trump, I have no problem with you not liking Trump. All right? This is Mac City, and you are not required to think as I do. And that should be vice versa, man. You should also respect that shit with me, nigga. All right? I will not force you to think as I do. And I will not force you to think as I do. All right? Just like my partner, the side trickster. Biggest liberal ass nigga you want to meet, man. This nigga was a proverbial nut hugger of Obama for 8 fucking years, man. I couldn't stand fucking Obama, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew the nigga was a plant by the oligarchs, man. He was not elected. He was selected. Right? But that doesn't mean that I diss the homie, man. That's still my nigga, man. That's still my partner. Even though he's a liberal ass nigga, man. And I can't stand liberal ideology. You know what I mean? So, look. Once again, let me clarify. It is permissible for you not to like, right, an individual who I think is a Dapper Dan. All right? I likes this nigga, man. I can't help but like a power trick ass nigga, man. That's just how I roll, man. Okay? So let me clarify that, man. You niggas out there, y'all gotta understand that this is a manhood zone, and men do not come to blows over simple ass shit such as this, because you do not agree with certain things that I say, or you don't like certain people that I like, You know what I mean? That's no reason for you to get your panties in a bunch, nigga, all right? So, beat a dead horse. I gotta keep saying it because some of y'all niggas didn't get it. It's okay that you don't like Trump, all right? But when you start talking greasy to me, nigga, because I don't rock how you rock, because I don't hold the same opinions that you hold about a motherfucker, nigga, you can kick rocks, man. That's real talk. Nigga, motherfuck you. You know what I mean? Ain't no peer pressure going on around here, man. Iron body ninja style. That's what we fucking with over here. Some drill sergeant shit, some boot camp shit over here. God damn it. Oh, and also, since we on Trump, y'all know, like I said, this ain't the Young Turks and this ain't InfoWars. You know what I mean? We looking at both sides of the fence. And everybody talking about how racist he is and shit. I'm always looking for racist shit that he's supposedly done. And I finally found a little something else. I may be late on this. But Don Cheadle, the actor, he claims that he knows a person that knows a person that said that Trump was talking greasy in a country club or a golf club or whatever. And he asked some of the Caucasian members in that country club, have they ever fucked a nigger? This is coming from Don Cheadle. Who knows a person? Who knows a person that says that Trump said this shit, right? And already, y'all already know how I feel about the he say, she say, you know, second hand, third hand information shit coming from motherfuckers, man. Y'all know I don't really get that kind of, I don't get that stuff no kind of play, man. You know what I mean? I've been a victim of that he say, she say shit for the past decade with these females, man, out here in the streets, man. Bitches say all sorts of wild and fucked up shit about me that ain't goddamn true. Everybody accepts the shit as goddamn gospel, you know what I mean? So, unless you got a smoking gun, you know, with him actually saying some shit. And, I mean, and once again, the narrative has actually changed, really. You know, it's not like I'm really caring if he is racist or he ain't. It's a simple fact that damn near all the presidents have held this sort of philosophical viewpoint towards members that are not of their tribe in the first goddamn place, man. You know what I mean? So what I was saying about the media, how Trump is not racist, really, I should pull back from that because I really don't know what's in the man's heart. All I know is there's no real substantial evidence pointing to that. Nothing concrete. Right, but odds are pretty good that he may harbor some of that shit deep down within him, man. You know, it's kind of hard not to when you're raising this culture, man, especially an individual that's got the kind of money that he has, man. So the narrative has changed right about now. The narrative is it really doesn't matter if he is racist, but I'm just going with my gut on this, and my gut has never been wrong on anything. I'm highly intuitive when it comes to things of this nature. And my gut tells me that he is the good guy in all of this. I've never, ever seen the media go so hard against a white man. Never have I seen the media go balls deep so hard into this cat, man. Never, man. So that, I mean, that can only mean one thing, man. They scared of something. They don't want this motherfucker up in the spot because evidently he is bad for their business. And if he's bad for their business, once again, it's chaos and opportunity. He is the reset button. And I welcome it, nigga. I welcome the reset button. No matter if the initial blowback is one of heartache and pain. I'm down with it, man. Yes, I'm down with that shit. So, once again, Don Cheadle says he knows a person who knows a person that said Donald Trump. He said Donald Trump asked people in the country club, have you ever fucked a nigger? You know what I mean? Can't be really substantiated, can't really be proven. But, you know, once again, Hollywood, the media going ham, going balls deep against this cat, man. Just going by my gut. Man, there's no way in hell that they'd be going at this dude like this if he wasn't bad for their business, if he wasn't bad for their bottom line, man. You know me. Yeah, I think that somehow, some way, he's good for me. Somehow, some way, he's got to be good for me if they hate this motherfucker this much. Just going with my gut on this one, man. Going with my, and if I'm wrong, then I'm just wrong. You know what I mean? Because, 99.9% of the time, whenever a politician gets up there in office, a cat got to play ball, man, just to survive, man. So, I don't know. I won't be surprised if nothing good comes of it. But then again, we got to try something new. And this is a breath of fresh air. Someone who will look you in your face and say shit like he likes to grab him in the pussy, man. Man, okay. So, let me see here. Let's see, get another clarification on something here, man. Cats want to know what I have against niggas that's been locked up. And I ain't got nothing against cats that's been locked up, man. You know, there's been a couple emails that's come in. And these, like I said, maybe a month ago or whatever. You know, because me and my boy, we talk about how, you know, the bitches, you know, they like thug niggas. And we also talk about how so-called thug niggas, niggas with criminal records, is, you know, thinking they all that and a bag of chips when it comes to these bitches. And they think that they above the so-called non-select males, the niggas that ain't got no criminal records. Now, let me break this shit down to you, man. I ain't got nothing against Cassius Dunn time, man. We are living in a society where everything is criminalized, man. If you sneeze wrong, man. If you look at a bitch sideways, nigga, you could do time for nothing, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I did 10 years working in a joint, and there was a lot of cats I was up in there that had no business being locked up in there, man. Had no business being locked up, but this is the new plantation, and I understand that, man. You know, so I don't have nothing against cats that's done time, that's done a bit, because it's real in the profession that I'm in, it's real easy to get caught up in some fuckery, and I do some goddamn time, man. I'm the square in the family. All my family are street soldiers, man. You know what I mean? And not too many of them have done time. And the two that did do some time, it wasn't even 4 years. You know what I mean? So, bruh, when I talk about cats that's done time, when I'm talking about convicts, when I'm talking about inmates, when I'm talking about so-called alpha males or thugs and shit, that's just part of the narrative that we must speak on, because this ties into what we're talking about when we talk about these women. That's all, man. And I'm just giving these niggas a wake-up call, these so-called super saiyan-ass niggas, man. I'm giving them a wake-up call, letting them know you ain't special either in the grand scheme of things when it comes to these bitches, man. You are not special when it comes to these bitches. And you know how I know that? Because my nigga, damn, man, my experience is I've seen too much, man. I've just seen too much, man. My experiences in the prison, man, talking to the brothers in prison, seeing why most of them cats was locked up most of the time is because of a bitch. You know, my experience being in foster care, children's services, seeing these bitches do the most heinous and fucked up things to the children and to the men of the children, and bruh, you know, fucking around in these streets, man, with this porn game and shit, man. Just, I mean, how do I know this shit? Because, nigga, I have lived it, and I got a Rolodex, man. I got a file on bitches that you wouldn't believe, man, and how most of these niggas is losing when they fuck with these bitches. You know what I mean? I got a story about that. Check this out, man. Just a couple of days ago, can't say no names. I don't want to get the bitch killed. But, shit, me and her, we was kicking in and shit. We went out to lunch. And, man, she had told me a month ago that she was fucking with this nigga, right? And she told me how this nigga was abusing her and her kids and shit. You know what I mean? And, of course, you know, when they tell me this shit, you know, I'm automatically thinking, well, bitch, what did you do to deserve it? You know what I mean? I just don't be thinking cats just be popping off, you know, smacking the taste out of a bitch mouth just for no reason and shit. But you know how females are, man. They always lie by omission. They always leaving shit out, man. And so I seen her again this, you know, like I said, last week.
And she was talking about how the nigga is locked up now. It was supposed to be on some mistaken identity shit or something. But once again, you know how it is when they talking. It's kind of going in one ear and out the other. You know, because first of all, she told me she wasn't going to fuck with this nigga again, right? Because of how abusive he was. But now she hemming and hawing about how she miss him and she need him to come back out. And, you know, she tired of taking care of grown-ass niggas. And I mean, look, I can't be fucking around with these grown-ass niggas. I already got kids I got to take care of. Every time I turn around, this nigga, he want this and he want that. He want food boxes. He want care packages. He want all this and that. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, and I've heard it 1,000 times because I've been fucking with this bitch for a decade, man. And that's all she fuck with, you know, is jailhouse niggas, right? So I'm like, all I can do is just lend a sympathetic ear. And I've kind of just stopped giving constructive criticism or just trying to help her out with shit. Most of these bitches, because they don't never really listen. You know what I mean? They want to talk your ear off and they want to, you know, interject shit that, you know, nonsensical, illogical shit, man. And when you give them real good shit, real good advice, they never take it in the first goddamn place, right? So she telling me that, you know, the nigga is just, he's a drain on her and she can't take it no more. She's stressing the fuck out and shit, man. And I'm like, You know, once upon a time, you know, I had real concern for this shit, you know what I mean? Didn't want to see none of my babies go through this sort of shit, but, you know, it's a broken record now, and I'm just like, okay, all right, okay, whatever, man, you know. So she talking this shit, man, and she talking about how now that homeboy is gone, she having trouble paying the bills and shit, man, and consequently, she just got off of Section 8. Just moved into a new spot where there is no Section 8. You know what I mean? She telling me how fucked up things are. She don't have her food stamps coming in no more. They cut her off her food stamps. They cut her off her Section 8. You know, this nigga locked up. He can't help her out. And so she talking about with this new landlord. This new landlord been sniffing around her. You know, he want to get at her and shit. And she been putting this landlord to work. She like, you know, I've been needing things done around the spot. And I tell him to come over and fix certain things. And not only that, she bought some new furniture. She told the motherfucker to come over and put the furniture together, the shelves or whatever and shit, man. And so I'm automatically like, oh, so you fucking him, right? She like, you crazy. I'm like, no, I'm like, you fucking this nigga, right? She like, so she didn't want to admit that she was fucking a nigga. So what do a female do? She lie by omission. She say, well, I just let him eat the pussy. I'm like, hey, yeah, okay. All right, whatever you say. But let me see, how far did this story go? I'm trying to think. I think that's basically the gist of what I really want to say. I can't really spit too much because I might get a chick away and shit, man. But basically, we just talking about how, you know, I'm not necessarily clowning the nigga that's locked up. I'm just saying these niggas that's locked up, that's talking shit about so-called beta niggas, the niggas that's so-called corny and lame, nigga, you are in the same boat. Because here you are, you locked up, you begging a bitch for foods and goodies and boxes and shit. And she is fucking the landlord, right? For whatever reason, she thinks she gonna get some sort of freebies or kickbacks because you locked up and she don't have any other recourse but to try and life easier on herself by having sexual favors with the goddamn landlord, nigga. So, I mean, like, come on, man. You know, I keep trying to tell these niggas, man. Everybody plays the fool sometime, man. You are not exempt. You niggas are not exempt, okay? So once again, that's not hate towards a nigga that's locked up. You know, I'm just kicking the real, hitting you with the truth. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not in the Matrix anymore, man. I see these women for what they are. They are evil, selfish creatures, man. And it's their biological imperative, man, to just, whatever they got to do to get those resources, those kickbacks, that money. You know what I mean? Whatever they got to do to manipulate the situation, they going to do it. And if they got to have two or three niggas on deck to make that happen, they going to make that happen. Shit. They can have a thug for the fucking. They can have a landlord to basically make sure that all her needs are met in her domicile. And then she can have a nigga like me, the emotional tampon that she can bleed all over and talk all sorts of shit about how the nigga that's locked up ain't shit. You know what I mean? So she got the conversation. She got the sexual aspect locked up. I guess when the nigga get out. And then, of course, fuck, she got the kickbacks and the freebies pertaining to where she living at. Because, you know, she fucking with the landlord, man. Shit, so I ain't hating on the bitch. Shit. Not hating on the bitch. Get it how you live. Of course, anybody that knows anything about the game, females are living off three things. They're living off of, you know, they got to have a lover, a friend, and a provider. You know what I mean? If you a man and you can provide all three of those things, you tight. You know what I'm saying? If you lacking in either one of those, there's a slight chance that the next nigga could get in, get his foot in the dough, and do some damage. You know what I mean? So, a lot of females, of course, they got multiple niggas on deck to basically satisfy all those needs. So, yeah, man, that's real. You know, you got females out here fucking the landlord to make sure that everything in her house is tight, trying to get some discounts on her rent, while that thug nigga locked up begging for food boxes. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Okay. So once again, this ain't no slight to my niggas that's done time. A lot of good brothers, you know, locked up. They ain't got no business being locked up, man. For real. Ain't shitting on none of y'all. I'm just saying it's Even Stevens, nigga. It's Even Stevens. Mm-hmm. Once again, it ain't your pussy. It's just your turn. Gonna take a break. I'll be back.
Welcome to the Black Phillip Show. I am not Black Phillip. That is.
Hold on, let's just find what's going on. I'm sorry, Joe. Go ahead, man.
Friend zone.
All right, well, yeah, like, here's the thing. Like, we've been friends for, like, I don't know, like, about a couple years now.
Wait a minute. Question.
What's that?
Has she been your friend, but you've been wanting to fuck her for this long?
not even like that. Like, we've just been more like acquaintances
for a little
while.
So you're truly friends. But that's the first thing we have to figure out. You're truly friends now.
Yeah, well, we hung out with the same group of people, you know what I mean?
Sean Drew Boogie.
Like,
okay.
all of a sudden, over the course of time, like, we started to get a little bit closer and closer, and it gets to the point now, like, where if we go out to the bar, like, it doesn't matter, like, if she's talking to somebody, she's immediately over with me, she'll sit in my lap, she'll buy me drinks, she'll do whatever, you know, whatever's clever, but, like, all of a sudden, it just gets to this point, like, later on in the night, where, like, we're sitting at a friend's house on the couch, and, like, all of a sudden, like, I'll, like, put my hand in her thigh, and I can just instantly tell I'm creeping the shit out of her. You know what I mean?
So, let me tell you something. Here's what you're doing. I'm gonna give you a little bit of medicine, Joe, and it's not going to taste good. You're a fucking phony, okay? Listen to me, Joe. I can't even mince words. You're being a phony. You're hoping to friendship your way into some pussy, or to get her to give you some sad, I shouldn't have did this pussy, but she, let me tell you something, if she creeped out, she don't like you, okay? She don't like you, she don't find you attractive, she's, let me tell you what she's doing, she's using you, and I'm going to tell you what women use us for, our time. You're her little time boy, you're time hoe, you're a fucking, you're a space hoe, a time hoe, a movie watching hoe, a help her lift her put fucking bags upstairs hoe, a come here and kill this mouse hoe, oh my God, the other guys I'm fucking, they treat me like shit, hoe. You are her hoe, buddy boy. You understand? Just like if we fuck a girl and go, hey, listen, I'm going to fuck you but go to the movies with somebody else. Reverse it. women go, I'm going to go to the movies with you and fuck somebody else. You understand what I'm saying? You are a fucking clown to her, Joe. Listen to me, dude. This is medicine. Take a sip. I don't want to be fucking terrible to you. I'm not. But you can't. Mincing words, man, ain't going to help. You are a loser to her. And you can't get out of that. You're driving five cars behind her. She knows it. She knows you can control her because you probably look at her with that I love you look. You done tried everything in the book, motherfucker.
Be careful with that. She knows that she can control him.
That's what the fuck I'm saying. He sits there and looks at her.
Control me.
She does, she, motherfucker.
She's doing it right now.
What are you calling this show? Joe, listen to me. Just stop.
2 years.
Wait a minute, Joe, listen to me. Because I don't, this is the thing with guys. This is what kills us all the time. We have an ego, man. We have ego. And that's what it is. Let me tell you, don't ever ask the fucking W's. I told my girl this, man. She said, she was talking about if she left me, would I get hurt? And I would get hurt, but I'm going to tell you what I would do. I would go and I would fill my void with
as many
women as it took to fill up the space that she left. Let me tell you, because I would not, if she fucked another guy, I am not asking why. Why you do that? What happened? What'd I do? Who is it? Where was it? What? Who? When? Why? What? How? Which is not a W, but, you know. It's all H words and shit.
It's in the W category.
It's the W category. Dude, it's ego, man. That's what men, we have to stop that shit. That's why threesomes are healthy, because it helps you. Sometimes swapping is healthy because it helps you to see your woman and get over that fucking, that weird thing that rips your gut apart if you think about another guy fucking your girl. If you swap and you watch a guy mash your girl, it helps you to maintain that status where, okay, I'm stronger than the body, nigga.
Oh, you
it's
know niggas
mind.
Can't handle that. You got to practice. You have to get to that point.
To a place where that's what you do, and you go, okay, I can picture. So if I walk in on my girl when she got keys to my house, I don't feel like an idiot. I go, okay, ho, is that how it is? Well, let me tell you something. You giving your pussy away means nothing. Because you got to understand, I'm better than that. I'm about to go give my time to another bitch. So thank you for doing that for me. Thank you for cheating on me so I can give my time away. You understand? Because women will take my time, but they're not going to take my body like a guy will take your body. It was a useless fuck. So basically, you're going to have to go find and hopefully luck your way up into another nigga like me that gives you the keys to his house. You fucking goofy hoe. You're goofy. You understand? Dude, Joe, cancel her contract because you're not her friend. You're her time hoe. You're not her buddy. Yeah. Don't forget, I'm telling you, get rid of her.
It's not going to happen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Stop letting us sit up in your lap. Stop hanging out with us. Stop watching TV.
She's using you to make other guys want her.
And if she's going to try to make you feel guilty with the average bullshit.
Are we friends?
Like, but aren't we friends? Are you telling me that? And then here's what you say to all her questions. Yeah, I got to go. You're saying that you're going to... Yeah. I'm saying I'm getting out of here. I know that sounds a little empty or sounds a little shallow. But you know, bitch, I am shallow. Bye-bye. Goodbye. And you leave her and you suck it up. And you cry, you get in the fetal position, and cry about all that pussy that you had hoped to get, and that you convinced yourself you was in love to deal with her bullshit. You're not in love, you're in lust, and you're in ego, and she's treating you like garbage. So get rid of her, Joe. All right, take care. All right, take care. All right, take care. All right, take care.
So why?
To dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come.
back and forth. Don't fail me now. Do you promise the funk? The whole funk, nothing but the funk. Ready or not, yeah. To dance my way out of my
Yeah.
Let's get back on the media, man. The media doing its dirt, man. Of course, there's been a lot of shit going on overseas. Once again, war drums between Korea, China, United States, Russia. There's all kind of madness and shit going on. But of course, you know, we too busy whining and bitching about Donald Trump. You know what I mean? But there was something else in the news that was really interesting, man. Once again, bolstering my argument how the media is lying and deceiving black folks. I mean, people in general. I mean, every step of the way. There was a new Mike Brown video that has surfaced. And y'all never really heard me talk too much about the Mike Brown situation because I always thought it was weird and shit. You know, how he was supposedly been in a bodega and he strong-armed some cigarillos and shit, man. I always thought I was kind of, you know, I was leaning towards the fact that he did strong arm robbery, the motherfucker, you know, but I wasn't totally convinced because I was just like, well, that don't make sense. Why would he strong arm robbery the spot, right? But the workers there didn't call and report the robbery. You know what I mean? I always found that odd and shit, man. So, I mean, that didn't make any sense to me. You know what I mean? So I was just like, okay, well, I'm looking at the video, and I did see him take the cigarillos, and I did see him try and get the fuck out the spot and push the clerk, you know, push the clerk off of him. But what the media didn't show us is there was actually another video that came out. I think it was maybe like 2 hours before the initial video where you had seen him take the cigarillos. What they're saying is he actually made a drug transaction. He made a trade. He actually brought in some weed. And they do this on a regular basis. He'll drop off some weed and they'll give him some cigarillos and shit. And I guess when he came back to get his cigarillos, I don't know, there was another clerk there that wasn't hip to the transaction or hip to the deal that was supposed to be going on. So, in essence, he really didn't strong arm. He didn't rob him and shit because this was some shit that was owed him by trade. You know what I mean? They was bartering. You know what I mean? So that explains why it was never reported, of course, because the store don't really want to be in a hot seat for having an illegal drug transaction, you feel me? So, and I always thought it was interesting. I'm like, well, the parents ain't saying nothing. They're not contesting that he robbed the spot. And the bodega, the cats that's actually running the store, they not saying anything. Saying it's just everyone's real quiet on this shit, man. You did so since the parents wasn't saying shit, the store wasn't saying shit. All we had was the media saying, yeah, he robbed him. So I'm thinking, well, I guess he did fucking rob him and shit, man. But it would appear that he didn't actually rob anybody. He was going in. He made a little drug transaction. He made a swap. Now, there was a misunderstanding about the swap. He got into a little pushing contest with the clerk that I guess wasn't aware that this is a usual thing that happens in that store and shit. So, but don't quote me on that. I mean, I did very little investigation on that. You know what I mean? I just did a brief scan of it, but that seems to be the gist of it and shit. But once again, that's just another example of how the media lies and manipulates and obfuscates, man. It's like, man, they just muddy the water so bad. You don't know what the fuck is real. You don't know what's true. You know what I mean? They love the goddamn, you can't trust shit they say. You can't trust shit they put out there on the airwaves, man. You know what I mean? So, I just wanted to go ahead and touch on that for a little bit. Go ahead and Google that, get on YouTube, investigate that to the best of your ability, because yeah, there's a second video out there clearly showing that they were making some sort of swap, some sort of exchange, and he did not, in fact, he didn't rob anybody. And on the media side, I went to go see Kong Skull Island. Pretty good movie. I think man, this Kong, he was boss. I mean, man, talk about some action. There was some real good action in this joint. I think this Kong had a little less personality than the King Kong that came out. I don't know how long that shit was. I don't know. The director, Kevin Jackson. I think that's his name. But y'all know the Kong that came out. It's probably maybe 6-7 years ago now, man, that Kong came out. But that Kong had a lot more personality to it. And this Kong Skull Island joint, man, you really didn't feel for another characters in it, man. Everybody was just bland. You know what I mean? You didn't really feel shit. There was very little character development in it, but it was packed full of action. It was a nice little roller coaster ride. Only character I like the old World War II vet. That motherfucker was mad funny. I liked him. Pretty much everybody else, blah. And then there was this nigga, right? Oh my God, man. I don't know, man. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just hypersensitive to this shit, man. But the cat that played Eazy-E in the Straight Outta Compton joint, that brother was in it, man. And he just got on my nerves, man. He was just like this classic stereotype nigga that they got in these movies. It's like he always cracking jokes. He lazy. He don't want to do nothing. He don't want to do no work. He cowardly. Every shot that they showed of this nigga, he was shaking in his boots. You know what I'm saying? He had the best scared face ever. You know what I mean? And then I went to go see the movie with my white homie, man. I don't know if you know, I don't really talk about my white homie a lot, man, that I used to work with in the prison and shit. And, you know, he helps keep me balanced and shit, you know what I mean? Because I was saying, man, this movie is bullshit, man. I'm like, look, they got this brother out here scared of some bitch. This nigga scared of everything. Everything that happened, this nigga scared. He's like, well, you know, there's white people. They're scared in it, too. You know, he's pointing out some actors, characters in the joint that was scared too, but I don't know, man. At some point, sometime I think I'm a little too extreme on some of this shit, but I just felt like this nigga, man, he was like the epitome of just cowardly ass, just energy, man. You know what I mean? And then he was trying to point to Samuel L. Jackson. Well, Samuel L. Jackson's black and he's not a coward. He's going straight up, going heads up with King Kong. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, he's irrational. He's a fucking retard, man. It's like, yeah, he's going after Kong, but I'm like, nigga, you drop bombs on Kong's island. What you expect? So anyway, man, you know, this. My white homie tried to bring me back down to earth, but still, man, y'all check it out, and y'all just tell me if I'm just being a pro-black jackass, you know what I mean? Tell me if you think that this motherfucker was just super cowardly all through the goddamn movie, man. He was just getting on my last nerve. I was hoping Kong would kill this nigga. Somebody kill this nigga, man. If they zoom in on his scared ass face one more time, I can't take it no more, man. Kill this nigga. Ugh. And, man. And last but not least, before I roll out, man, you know, my homie, man, he hit me up about a week ago, and he was telling me how he was on Facebook, and he had belonged to some sort of Facebook forum where niggas purposely go into this forum just to clown other niggas, you know what I mean? They like to get videos, pictures of, you know, butt-naked bitches and clown them and talk shit to them and everything, and it would appear that one of these niggas got a hold of one of my videos of a female who is now deceased. Y'all may know the female as Absolute. She did a striptease video for me, man. And I don't know, some jackass nigga, he posted the shit up in the Facebook forum. And niggas got real hot, man, real mad about the shit. Talking about, she dead. Who the fuck did this, and who the fuck posted this, and who the fuck filmed it? And, you know, and it's like, you know, what my partner was telling me was like, they was real heated about it. And they was talking about trying to come and see a nigga, you know, he said they weren't so concerned about the nigga that posted it. They was more so concerned about the nigga that filmed it. You know what I mean? And I'm like, what kind of jackass nigga would be mad at me for filming this shit? You know what I mean? Yeah, she dead, but she wasn't dead when I filmed it, nigga. You know what I mean? So what the fuck you mad about? And keep in mind, they up in a forum where, I mean, you there to clown motherfuckers for being butt naked and doing ratchet shit in the first place. You know what I mean? But due to the fact that she dead, all of a sudden, I'm a bad guy. But nigga, I filmed it when she was alive. You know what I mean? It would stand to reason that you'd be mad at the nigga that posted it in the forum in the first fucking place. You know what I mean? Because he's the one that's exposing her, not me. I'm not putting it on Facebook, jackass. So these niggas is like, where do he live? And, you know, we need to find out who this nigga is and where he lives. You know, just... motherfuckers wonder why I think niggas got low IQs. I mean, because only a low IQ nigga would have this sort of thought process. You up in a Facebook forum specifically, you know, that's built to clown motherfuckers and shit. So you in there all day, every day, clowning motherfuckers, right? And then once you find out that one individual who y'all up there clowning, y'all find out she dead, now all of a sudden y'all want to act like angels and saints and shit. Y'all want to get your pitchforks and your nooses to come find a motherfucker. And to boot, you not even concerned about the nigga that actually posted it. You mad about the nigga that recorded it. And she alive, nigga. When I met her and I filmed it, she was alive. So where the fuck is the villainy in that? You know what I mean? Shit. So I don't really... I have a very bad feeling, man, that black people have been... I mean, people in general have been dumbed down to the point where it's just probably... The only way out of this is to push the reset button, just to wipe the slate clean. You know what I mean? We must have a cleansing by fire. The good Lord once upon a time did it with water, so they say. And I feel that the oligarchs are pushing really hard to do it again by fire. And unfortunately, I think there's no other way out of this, man, but to basically cleanse the planet of these low IQ motherfuckers, white and black. You know what I'm saying? I'm just in awe of the stupidity of the general public out here, man. You know what I mean? Shit. So, I mean, imagine that. You on a Facebook forum, you in there clowning motherfuckers. Ah, look at this bitch. Look at this ratchet ass bitch. You know, y'all totally getting off on motherfuckers, you know, getting exposed and naked pictures and naked videos. And then you see one up there, you know, because an individual is deceased now. And now you all mad and you pissed off about it. I'm like, it would seem that you'd be more pissed off and mad about the people who are alive getting clowned. You know what I mean? The dead don't feel pain, nigga. You know what I'm saying? She gone. She done transitioned, man. She done moved on. She not concerned about that shit. You know, but I guess the argument is her kids could see that. Her kids could see that. Well, get on the nigga that posted the shit in the Facebook forum. You know what I mean? They don't have the intelligence to do that. They want to try and come find a nigga that filmed a video 10 years ago. Because that's what it's coming down to. Actually, I know about maybe 8 years ago. I think I filmed it 8 years ago and shit. They want to try and track down a nigga that filmed a video 8 years ago that a female willingly consented to do, but they want to come see me. I tell you what, man. Hey, these niggas come see me. It's going to be a horror show. I ain't playing with you niggas, man. These motherfuckers, man, these some simp-ass niggas out here, man. You cannot underestimate what a simp-ass nigga do over some goddamn pussy, man. You have no idea. You have no clue how hard the simping is out here over some goddamn pussy, man. Shit. So I just wanted to say that. I mean, y'all tell me, you know, am I wrong for not having a heart? I mean, I'm not necessarily saying I don't have a heart, but Let me see. Do y'all think I should take a video down of a female that's deceased and gone? You think I should take that video down? And if so, why? I mean, wouldn't it make more sense to take down videos of females who are alive that can actually feel the pain and anguish of being so-called put out there? You know what I mean? They still alive. They can still feel the pain. They can still be clowned. They still getting harassed to this day. You can't harass the dead. So, I mean, what more sense? I mean, what makes more sense? Y'all tell me. Rick Nasty, what do you think, Rick? Shit, if you have a female that passed on and went to the other side, are you going to take her shit down or are you going to leave it up? Shit. I'm curious because I'm trying to tell you shit, you know, because I have like 3 females that passed on and shit, they can't complain no more. They not being harassed no more. Shit, they dead and gone. But they want me to take that shit down and keep the videos and pictures up of the females who are still alive getting harassed and clowned by dusty ass niggas in Facebook forums. Niggas are so goddamn ass backwards, it ain't funny, man. Oh, my God. So, yeah, once again, we need a cleansing process. The world needs to be cleansed by fire. And I'm counting on it. I'm counting on this Sodom and Gomorrah to go poof. That's right. I welcome it. It's going to be good. I got my popcorn. Oh, did I mention that someone got murdered like maybe 2 weeks ago next door? Yeah. My fucking, these apartments are going to shit. They're going to fucking shit, man. These niggas, I seen a used condom. And, like, on the doorstep next to me, on my neighbor's doorstep, was a used condom. I'm like, man, this shit. And I hate to move, man, because, you know, the rent is real good and it's still a relatively nice spot to stay, man. But you know, you got niggas getting murdered over here, man. Like I said, you got used condoms laying around the spot now. Niggas is just, this is coming off the energy of the single baby mama. That's what this is. And the nigga that got murdered next door, it was over some pussy, too. It was 2 niggas beefing over some pussy, man. You know what I'm saying? I guess these 2 niggas, I guess one nigga had a baby by the chick, and it was a new nigga up in the spot or something, and these niggas started arguing. Then gunplay got involved, and a nigga got popped and shit, man. So that's what's moved in over here now. A lot of single baby mama shit jumping off, man. There used to be families that lived in these apartments. Used to be older folks, retirees. These apartments was really nice, but now all of a sudden, most of those cats done moved out. And I guess some of this stuff is income-based. And the single baby mamas have moved in. And now we got violence. We got murders. We got used condoms. Well, anyway, Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct. Yeah, man, Fat Mac, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out.
Hey, my Immore brothers, back again. Haven't put up something in quite a while. And I was on the Fieldmaster Rhymes channel, and I saw a liked video that he had. He doesn't put up very many liked videos, but when he does, they're always quality. And there was a video by Warren Bowens about how women see men. And he has a unique perspective, a unique angle, even though it's, you know, it's basically what Rahm's been saying and what I've been saying in my esoteric series. And it's something that MGTOWs and Immore say on a constant basis. And it's something that probably needs to keep being reiterated. Women do not love men the same way men love women. They just don't. It's something that is hard for men to get their minds wrapped around, because when men say love, it's different. It's mental. It's emotional. Women's biological imperative and how that shapes her and her emotions and what she sees as love, or the kind of love she sees, is the kind of love that men want from women, is the type that women give to their own blood, their own offspring especially, which is what she is designed to do. She cannot love you like she loves her offspring. Men are designed to love the whole family and the woman included. So we are designed to do two different things. Like they always say, even in the Old Testament, if you believe in such a thing, there is never a requirement for a woman to love her husband, because she cannot. Not in that way. Men are required to love their wives, to love their vessel, because they are required to have a happy marriage. For a man to become emotionally attached to that woman, he has to love her. But we're focusing on the women right now. The woman sees you as a utility, as material. It's something I have said over and over and over again. A woman sees you as material. You are not her blood. She will take care of you. She may even honor you. She may be even come sexually addicted to you. But all those things are what are about her and not about you. If she's acquired by you, it's so that you can take care of her or take care of her needs. Or even if she takes you on as a lover, is to satisfy her needs rather than yours. Even if she is dating you, is so you can satisfy her emotional needs. So Warren Bowens was going through lots and lots of scenarios about what women think about when they see men and what they see men as. They see men as a utility to satisfy a series of needs. And sometimes, hopefully, they can get it all in one man. And when they can't, they will do the pragmatic thing, which is divide up the labor. Division of labor is something that a woman always thinks about if she can't get it out of one man. Somebody to fill her emotional needs, her sexual needs, her physical needs, and even her protective, or somebody to keep her stable. Security needs. That's what the word I was looking for. Women are emotional, but they're also pragmatic, which is somewhat the opposite of men. Men are logical, but they're altruistic. They're less pragmatic about women. Men seek to have an emotional attachment to females, to women. Women less so. Women are pragmatic about getting her needs met. That is how they're designed. That is how they're wired. That is how they're wired and how they're raised, especially Black women. Black women in a maternal system under a matriarchy are not designed to fill the needs of men. Black women especially are taught to see men as less than them and as material, pragmatically as material. When they marry a husband, is to give them a house, father their children, take care of her and her children into her old age. Sometimes he can fulfill her sexual needs, sometimes she can't, but she will make that pragmatic decision according to her situation and the material that she has to work with. Women are far less delusional than we think they are. We think women are delusional about how they look and how they rank amongst other women. They are not. They actually compare themselves and rank themselves every day on a daily basis. When they put on their makeup, their wig, their weave, or even do their hair and their clothing, in the back of their minds, they're actually comparing themselves to the rest of the woman in her workplace, on the street, in her neighborhood, at the club, wherever she's going. She has a fairly good idea, about the competition that she's up against. So to say that a woman is delusional, they actually are not. They're actually very pragmatic. They might delude you because of what they say, because just like anybody else, they're trying to pump up their stock. But internally, they know. They know what they work with. They know what they have. It is a false bravado when you see a woman that's obviously not good looking or obviously not up to a certain standard project herself as something that she's not. She's projecting. She's projecting outward because she's trying to get a better price for her wares, because they know that men are buyers. And just like any good capitalist, they're trying to get the best price for and the best conditions for what they're selling. As Warren B was saying, that when they can't get it all in one package or they can't get the man that they want, they will actually marry one to get their needs met and they'll share another. So in other words, if they can't find a man who satisfies them sexually or get their, you know, their vaginas wet that will support them, what they will do is they'll marry a man, for lack of a better term, a beta man that will give them support, work really hard for them, give them children, give her children and support her children. But she will sexually outsource the job for getting her sexual needs met. So she might get with a guy, like for Rahm says, a Mr. Goodbar, who has 6 or 7 other women that he's literally contracted to have sex with and satisfy her needs. You would think it's something that a male would do. And men do that. You know, they used to do it a lot more. But women have always done that, but they haven't been upfront about it. But I think social media, because of the cell phones, the smartphones, the different social media outlets, that a lot more women are getting caught. So it's becoming a lot more apparent. But that shows you the pragmatism of women and not the idealism or the altruism that women claim that they have. Women claim they have altruism is because that's what men want to see. Women want to believe that when they purchase that woman or acquire that woman and her womb belong to him. And in a sense, it does, but that doesn't mean she doesn't share it with others. It's something that I've been saying, Rahm's been saying, Alan Roger Curry's been saying, and a number of others have been saying the same thing. And a lot of times we find this out the hard way. It's nothing theoretical. It's nothing that us as a group particularly like or like to report. It is the hard, cold fact. I remember one of my last videos, my previous videos about women cheating. I've said that one of the most topics that I get pushback from men and women for different reasons is on female infidelity. It's because men don't want to believe it and women don't want to reveal it. Both men and women exist on that fantasy or that illusion that that woman truly loves him the way that he thinks she does, and she is connected to him the way that he thinks she is. Because if that illusion is eroded, then the relationship will probably be transactional, and if it's not transactional, it probably will fade. He needs to believe in her, and she needs him to believe in her for that relationship to stay together. If those two things do not coincide, then that man will quickly lose interest and quickly fall out of love for her. She'll become just another girl. She'll become just another vagina with a price tag on it. And she will not be as valued as the pure product. Like George Clinton says, when you make my funk a P-funk, I don't want my funk stepped on. And no man wants his vagina stepped on or shared, at least if he's paying full price for it. Nobody wants to share something if they're paying full price for it. You don't want to buy a very expensive car and get insurance on it and keep the maintenance on it so that somebody else, while you're sleeping, can get it at night, drive it around and use it. Women know that. Women know they can't get full price for their product if they know if that man knows that it's being shared and it's not exclusive. Because what he's paying for is exclusivity. And that's why they call it cheating. That's why when I do my calculations for all my girlfriends, whatever I was going to spend on her, whatever I was going to do for her, is always compared up against the knowledge that she will most likely cheat somewhere down the line. Odds are very good. And in fact, since social media has come out, it used to be that men had more partners or cheated more or had more outside partners, at least 3-1 against women. Since social media, it has been revealed that women have caught up and probably have surpassed men as far as number of partners. So more and more men are taking an atheistic approach toward women. They're no longer the divine goddesses that they were once projected. Men don't have the illusion that they're going to find the same love that they get from their mother and their woman. That is what men now call the red pill. When you come out of the matrix, when you come out of the belief, when your eyes are open and you take the red pill, you will know the true nature of women. Some wise MGTOWs have said that you can either love women or understand them. You can't do both. To love women as women, you have to have those rose-colored glasses on and the blinders on, and you have to ignore the faulty parts of women or excuse them away. And a lot of men do. They excuse away the flaws of women so that they can believe that they are the maternal goddesses that they need to have. When you take the red pill, you understand the nature of women, what they are as creatures and how they operate, and know that this is just what they are, not who they are, but what they are and how they're designed to operate, and understand the true nature of who they are, what they are, and what they do. But in that understanding, the glasses drop off, the blinders are removed from your eyes, and they're no longer the maternal goddesses that you need. They become the same flawed human beings that you are. So you cannot love women and understand them. You can do one or the other. But as you mature, and if you work with it long enough, you can understand women as women, but you can also start loving them as human beings, flawed as they are, as human beings, as I have. Taking the red pill, understanding women, is only the beginning of a journey. It's not the end. You come full circle. Loving them in your ignorance, understanding them in your knowledge, and loving them as flawed human beings in your wisdom. With that, that's all I have on this one. Those are my thoughts. I thought I would share them with you. This is BGS. This is BGS. Out. This is BGS. Out. This is BGS. Out. This is BGS. Out. We'll be right back.
Say oops upside your head. 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 Say oops upside your head.
I'm back at you again.
Upside your head.
Radio station is
upside
WGAP.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Now on all you gappers and you finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you love lappers, I want y'all to say this with me.
Say
you laugh, I'm gonna feel you that way. Better than your average Sophia.
My name is Reverend Father Uncle Ruckus. No relation. In the name of white Jesus and all great white men who have come thereafter, I command our black nigger soul back to the depths of hell.
Is that all you got, nigga?
Oh, no, nigga. That's just the tip of this iceberg. Read, nigga! Read! No. Read!